Service, USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command performance presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Hello, gang. This is Ken Carpenter with another 16 pages of Command Performance. Tonight, as usual, our show is built around a request that came in from overseas. This request comes from Sergeant George Russell, somewhere in Germany, who says, "Dear Command Performance, we listen to and appreciate all of your shows, but we feel some of us are being ignored. In our outfit, we have a group of serious-minded fellows who prefer the legitimate drama. So if you want to make us happy, give us something from Shakespeare with an actor capable of doing justice to the part." Well, your wish is our command, men. So we went out and got one of the finest actors on the stage and screen for tonight's soiree, and here he is, Herbert Marshall.
Thank you. Hello, Ken. I want to say you gave me quite an introduction there.
Oh, you mean that part about one of the finest actors on the stage and screen?
Well, yes. Aren't you overdoing it a bit?
Oh, no, Mr. Marshall. My wife thinks you're wonderful. Every time she sees one of your pictures, she comes home and says, "Gee, that Herbert Marshall."
I wonder what she means by that.
Well, she gets so romantic when she sees you in a picture. Last Friday, when we came home from the movies, she insisted that I carry her across the threshold.
And did you carry her across?
Yeah, I finally made it with the help of the gardener and a wheelbarrow.
Ken, I'm truly sorry if my acting upsets your domestic life.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. After my wife sees you, she gets so high class. All day long, she wants me to kiss her hand.
Really? Well, do you?
Well, I have to. You should see how quick her hand can become a fist.
Well, you don't have to worry anymore, Ken. In my next picture, I'll try not to be so chivalrous.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Marshall. Thank you. And if you ever need any cheese or anything, just call us.
Thanks just the same, but I think we ought to be getting on with the show. Our first guest is a lovely lady that men all over the globe keep writing in for, the vivacious MGM star with the voice you never seem to get enough of, Marilyn Maxwell.
A kiss goodnight is all right, but remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. Well, a kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss, and a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. Custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Mr. Casanova, when the night was almost over, never did a turn about me. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 3 or 4, 'cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. When it's time to part and the good night start, I found the conditions like this. There's a reason why every scheming guy wants to end it with a kiss. It's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid as to do a turnabout face. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 3 or 4, 'cause a kiss goodnight leads to 1 or 2 or 3 or 4. A kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more.
Marilyn, that was grand. I can't tell you how glad I am that you're with us tonight.
Well, thank you, Bart, but I'm glad to see you, too. You see, when the word got around that we needed a legitimate actor on command, a fella named Jack Haley called me up and pestered me to death.
Jack Haley, is he an actor?
Well, he thinks he is.
Haley. Haley. Didn't I see him in a picture called Hangover Square?
You might have. He looks like a square with a hangover.
Now, he doesn't sound very appetizing. What sort of person is this Jack Haley, anyway?
Well, he once invited me to go to Griffith Park with him and pick flowers. At night.
Well, I mean, what happened?
He brought along a flashlight and picked them. Well, anyway, I guess we don't have to worry. He evidently isn't going to show up. Come in.
Ah, Romeo. Romeo, F4, Octo. Romeo.
It's Jack Haley. Jack, I didn't think you would be here tonight.
The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven.
Pardon me, old man. Just what is that you're doing?
What am I doing? I'm emoting.
Well, would you mind moving over a little? I don't want to get any on me.
Hey, who is this guy?
Jack, this is Herbert Marshall, the famous actor.
No kidding.
The Marilyn was talking about you before, and she told me you were histrionically inclined yourself.
That's a lie. We picked flowers that night. Oh, I remember you now, Marshall. We met the other night at the Actors Club. I was standing right next to you in the lounge.
Oh, yes. And after I finished washing, you handed me a towel.
Well, I was only trying to be friendly.
Huh? Then why did you charge me a dime?
Because that's a ceiling price in washrooms all over the country.
Tell me, Jack, where did you have your theatrical training?
Theatrical training?
Oh, yes. I mean, was it at the Sorbonne in Paris, the Vienna Conservatory, or the Moscow Art Theater?
No, it was in the love seats at the Paramount.
Well, Jack, I think Bart is right. You're not qualified to play dramatic roles.
Is that so? I've got clippings right here in my pocket. Listen to this one. It's from a high school paper. Last night, the senior class had their annual play, and Jack Haley acted the title role of Punchinello.
Punchinello?
Yes, and it goes on. It says, no matter what Haley becomes in later life, he'll always be punchy to us.
Well, Jack, I don't know what to do about this. We've already got Herbert Marshall, but... Well, but maybe you could be his understudy.
Understudy?
Yes. In case Bart gets sick or anything, well, you'll get the part.
Oh, well, come on, Bart. Let's go across the street and have a drink.
I'd love to, ma'am, but I'm not very familiar with your American drinks.
You're not?
No.
Boy, are you lucky you met me. I'm going to introduce you to a delicious drink called the Mickey Finn. You'll love it. Come on.
Well, while Jack and Bart are rubbing elbows, let's have some music. One of the outstanding groups in the country, complete with piano, bass, and guitars, it's Les Paul and his trio.
Thank you.
It's an excellent job, Les Paul. Thank you.
Say, Bart.
Yes?
I don't understand about this understudy business. Just what should I do?
Oh, it's quite simple, old boy. You just pattern yourself after me. Imitate my mannerisms. For instance, do you think you talk like me?
I think so. I could do that. Old boy, pip-pip-doodle-doo and all that sort of rot.
That's the way I sound to you?
Yeah.
In that case, I'd better start talking like Park Your Carcass.
But I'm not worried about talking like you. What I'd like to learn is your slick technique with dames.
Dames?
Yeah. You know, women.
Oh, you mean tomatoes.
Yeah. Well, yes, if you want to get ritzy. But what's the first thing you do to make a hit with a girl?
Well, I've found that most women like to be complimented, so I pick out one of their pleasing features and say something nice about it.
I see.
Now, what's the most outstanding thing about your girl?
Big feet.
No, I hardly think that would do. Hasn't she some other feature?
Well, she's got blue eyes.
Well, now, blue eyes. In that case, I'd say to her, my dear, your eyes are like 2 teaspoons full of the Mediterranean.
Oh. Gosh, that's pretty. 2 teaspoons full of the Mediterranean. No, that would never work with my girl. You'd have to make that 3 teaspoons full.
What, you mean?
Yeah, in the middle of her forehead. But I better memorize that line. That's a good thing to know.
Yes. Okay, Jack, and while you're working on it, I'll introduce our next guest. A popular favorite with GIs everywhere, that scintillating ball of fire from South America, the MGM star, Miss Lena Romay. Welcome to Command Performance, Miss Romay.
Thank you. Gosh, I'm thrilled to meet a famous British actor like you.
Really?
Uh-huh. I love that way you speak in that British language. Such careful enunciation, such wonderful English pronunciation.
Pip, pip, toodaloo, and all that.
It's awfully kind of you to say that, Miss Romay, but for my part, let me say that I like your work in those Spanish roles. The gay senorita with the flashing eyes. You are muy simpático.
Ah, oh, habla usted español.
Muy poco, señorita.
Pues me alegra mucho, señor Marshall. Esta es una sorpresa para mí. De verdad, habla muy bien.
Pip, pip, toodaloo.
Who is this foreigner?
Oh, this is Jack Haler, the radio comedian.
How do you do?
Gee, Miss Romay, I wish I could speak Spanish so I could tell you how pretty you are.
You think so?
How am I doing so far, Bart?
Great. Don't forget to give the poetry.
Oh, the poetry, yes. Lena, your eyes are like two... Your eyes are like
Like 2 teaspoons full of the Mediterranean.
But her eyes are brown.
Come on, think something up.
Make something up? Oh, Lena.
Yes?
Your eyes are like 2 buckets full of swamp water. Lena, come away with me.
Away with you? But where?
To a romantic far-off land that only I know about.
Where is this place?
The love seat of the Paramount Theater. Now, please, Jack, Mr. Romay came over here to answer many requests to sing. How about it, Lena?
I'd love to. Here is Acapulco. If you romantic chum, pack up your duds and come to Acapulco. You put your cares in hock and throw away your clock in Acapulco. Where you can be as lazy as a daisy drifting in a blue lagoon. You're wide awake at night because you do your dreaming in the afternoon. You get get a Latin glow way down in Mexico below the border. And in a spot like this, if you refuse a kiss, you're out of order. And when the moon is new, it's like a honeydew. Come on and get yourself a slice. And if you can't say Acapulco, then you can call it paradise. When you meet someone you like to have a conversation. When you do not understand, it's such a touchy situation. But you mustn't let it bother you. You only have to know, chica linda, pretty baby, yo te quiero, I adore you. Yo te quiero, chica linda, muchisimo. As you're sitting in the sun, you sip a pitcher of papaya while you listen to a parrot that they call a papagaya. And you learn a lot of phrases that are very apropos. Chica linda, pretty baby, dame un beso, won't you kiss me? Yo te quiero, chica linda, dame un beso, dámelo. Dame un beso, dámelo. You need some new huarachos when the mariachi start to play there. And after you depart, I know your crazy heart is gonna stay there. And if I haven't sold you with the things I've told you, then I must repeat it twice. That if you can't say Acapulco, then you can call it paradise. When you meet someone you like to have a conversation. When you do not understand, it's such a touchy situation. But you mustn't let it bother you. You only have to know. Yo te quiero, chica linda, pretty baby, I adore you. Mucho, 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 muchísimo. As you're sitting in the sun, you sip a pitcher of papaya while you listen to a parrot that they call a papagaya. And you learn a lot of phrases that are very apropos. Chica linda, yo te quiero, dame un beso, yo te quiero, won't you kiss me? Chica linda, dame un beso, dámelo. Dame un beso, dámelo. You need some new huarachos when the mariachi start to play there. And after you depart, I know your crazy heart is gonna stay there. And if I haven't sold you with the things I've told you, then I must repeat it twice. That if you can't say Acapulco, you'll have to call it paradise.
Thank you, Lena Ramai. The welcome mat is always out for you.
Say, Marilyn, I don't see why you had to get Herbert Marshall over here tonight.
Well, why not?
Well, I don't like to say anything behind his back, but I'm as good a leading man as he is. You may not know it, but I was a Shakespearean actor once.
You were?
Yeah, only for the opening night, but I was a Shakespearean actor. I'll never forget, I walked out on the stage with my tights on. Right in back of me is a man with a spear. I stopped. Man with spear, no stop. I bowed to the king. The audience laughed. I split. What an opening, right?
Well, no fooling, Jack. In order to be a successful leading man, you must be appealing, kind, and romantic.
Oh, I'm very romantic. I've got swoon power.
Oh, you have?
Yes. Why, only last night I walked into a place and every woman there screamed and fainted.
Well, where were you?
The steam room at the YWCA.
No, Jack. When I say romantic, I mean something in this fashion. Now listen.
Yes.
Our love, thy magic spell, cast an enchanted web o'er all the land. Thou art a thing of beauty and joy forever.
Oh, that's beautiful, Marilyn. I didn't know that.
Come, come, my love.
Look out now, look out.
Come, my love. This is the night. What are we waiting for?
They don't know. I don't understand.
You don't know. You don't understand.
Honest to goodness, I don't.
I was an incubator baby.
Oh, darling, the very nearness of you intoxicates me.
Let's get stinking.
Idea. We'll get married at once.
Married at once? How can you be so selfish, child? I'm a comedian. I have my career.
All right, so we'll wait a week.
That's I don't know what to say. Have you asked Father?
I'm not asking your father. I'm asking you. We'll elope. And maybe in a year...
No, not that!
And maybe
Don't rush me there. I like that part. Women like you that make men like me make women like you. There's a joke there. Ah, oh, Marilyn, press your ruby lips to mine.
No, not that.
I know you were kidding all the time. That's just it. I can't tell when a girl likes me. You know, I used to be a boy soprano. In fact, I was a boy soprano so long that my folks got worried.
Well, I know just how you feel, Jack, because I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why each night and day I pray to the good Lord above. Send me down somebody to love.
Yes, and nobody loves me. I'm blue somehow.
Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me? Because I'm nobody's baby
ready to do our Shakespearean playlist.
Oh, no, we're not. It still hasn't been settled who plays the leading role, Marshall or me.
Now, Jack, be reasonable. We're going to do Romeo and Juliet. There are only three parts. Romeo, Juliet, and Juliet's nurse.
Good, then I'll be Romeo.
Oh, very well. I'm tired of all this bickering. You be Romeo. I'll play the other part.
Well, in that case, we won't need you at all. Does Juliet have to have a nurse?
If you play Romeo, she'll probably need sulfathiazole.
Now, don't worry about me. I'll play Romeo, all right. But look, Marshal, remember, I'm the leading man. Don't try to hog any scene.
I won't.
Well, let's begin. As the scene opens, Juliet and her nurse are seated at the window talking. Ah, nurse, isn't yonder moon beautiful?
Yes, milady, it is very beautiful. A most romantic scene.
Yes, romantic. In fact, I was thinking about my Romeo.
That's me, folks. I come in later.
No, milady, you know full well that your father despises Romeo's family.
Oh, I don't care. Romeo promised to meet me tonight in the garden. He wants to take me by the hand and tiptoe through the tulips.
And if your father catches him, he'll be fractured in the hollyhocks.
I wonder where Romeo can be.
Psst.
Nurse, didst hear a noise, perchance?
No, didst thou?
Psst.
Nurse, didst not hear it that time?
No, what did it sound like?
Like this.
Psst.
The great part I got. I sound like a slow leak in a girdle.
No, there's no one there, milady.
Yes, perhaps it was just the noise of the crickets.
Perhaps. You know, crickets make that noise by rubbing their hind legs together.
That I refuse to do.
Oh, Oh, nurse, it's getting chilly. Let's go and get my shawl.
Yes, milady, I will get it.
Oh, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Here I am, Juliet, down in the garden. Here I come. Stick out your balcony.
No, you'll never make it up here that way. Climb up my trellis.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds like fun. Here I come.
No, stay there a moment, Romeo. I'm afraid my nurse will be back.
Ah, Juliet, I cannot stay away from you a moment longer.
But, Romeo, if my father catches you, he'll challenge you to a duel.
I'll fight a duel with him if he lets me choose the weapon.
Do you mean 3 paces with hatchets and daggers?
No, 100 yards with thumbs and noses.
Oh, Romeo, you are too foolhardy. You know Father has a gun, and the last time he shot at you...
Yes, and he hit me, too.
Where?
I don't like to say, but if I was a bicycle, he'd have got me right around the sprocket. Ah, Juliet, stand there in the moonlight. You are so beautiful. I just love the dress you are wearing.
Oh, it's just a little something I threw on.
That's what I like about it. You almost missed. Juliet, I can't stand it a minute longer. I'm going to climb up and kiss you.
Be careful. That lattice work is slippery.
Never fear. Here I come.
Quick, Romeo, get back. Here comes my nurse. Yourself.
I don't know, but now I can rub my hind legs together.
Well, fellas, this is Herbert Marshall speaking for Melvin Maxwell, Lena Romay, Jack Haley, and Les Paul, and saying so long.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.